Hi, this is Marion Farrow signing off. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is Thanksgiving Eve. It is the night before Thanksgiving. Derek Gary with you. Chris Earle has taken the DeLorean and headed over to grandmother's house. So he is going
starting
to be
early.
He's starting early. He's going to be joining us later tonight on the phone. With me in the studio right now is the lovely and talented co-host of The Big Picture, Lisa Nichols, and my wife. Molly is also with us.
What a great introduction, Derek.
Thanksgiving tradition, putting my wife on the air.
Yeah. So. You get three shows to come on, this being one of them.
Yeah.
But this is, what, my 4th, I want to say, Thanksgiving Eve with you guys.
So I think this is my, like, 7th, maybe? 8th? I don't know.
Something like this. For me, it's number 11. Yeah. So this has been going on since 2005, if you can believe that. It was the first year that was actually the very first time I ran the show solo.
Derek's been doing the show longer than we've been together.
I was completely on my own for that show, the very first. And we're going to be doing that later on tonight. We're going to be doing the big Black Friday thing that we do every year, letting you know where to go to get all of the best Black Friday deals. And let me tell you something. A couple of things just to set this up. Number one, somebody has actually convinced me to get up at 4 in the morning. And go out on Black Friday.
Because I feel like last year is a big, letdown with some of the deals.
Number two, some of the crap that they are proposing for gifts this Thanksgiving is absolutely appalling. Absolutely appalling.
There's a market for it.
You should be ashamed if you buy this for somebody. But that's going to be coming up later tonight. The first couple of hours, as usual, we're going to have some more people drifting into the studio as the night goes on. We've got 3 more guests who are going to be coming along as soon as they can get here. It's the day before Thanksgiving. The traffic is horrendous.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
People are driving angry today.
Oh.
Yes, they are.
I had a guy over on Broadway in Saugus who was using the right turn lanes to cut around. All of the traffic stopped at the red lights.
Yeah, that's one way of doing it.
And I'm like, what are you doing? And he did it 3 times. Like, once I can be like, all right, you don't know what you're doing. Every single time. I'm like, I hate this
See,
guy.
See, what people don't understand is that's what causes traffic.
Yeah.
It's the switching in and out of lanes. Just go, everybody go straight.
Yeah.
And we can solve the problem all together and get where we need to go.
Stay where the heck you're supposed to be, and there won't be any problems.
Yeah, I can't even imagine getting out of the city. They said the Mass Pike this afternoon was insane. So, thankfully, I am staying local.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we go. So, we do not have the Chris Earle time travel DeLorean with us. But we do, of course, have another time machine.
The best one.
So we will be hopping in and out of our TARDIS all night long.
Hmm.
Music, quotes, sketches, Thanksgiving trivia. We got all kinds of fun coming your way over the next 4 hours. And at 7 o'clock, we will kick off our annual salute to American holiday consumerism and get into all the Black Friday deals. I got a whole ton of new tracks that I've put together for this year's salute to American consumerism. So that's going to be fun.
I wish our listeners could see the excitement on Derek's face.
This is one of my favorite shows of the year. And in those rare moments when I have been tempted to give up this incredibly well-paid, massive platform that reaches millions, there are moments when it is tempting for me to walk away from all of the money and all of the millions of listeners that we have. This show is what keeps me on the straight and narrow.
Oh, is it? It's not the groundbreaking news that we put out every
single day? It's not the Oscar show?
No, it's this show. Every time...
Well, it's funny because I was going back and forth and texting you this afternoon and saying, you know, what's the format? And he's like, it's going to be fun. Don't worry. And I'm like, this is actually one of my favorite shows. I don't have to do any radio show prep for it. I'm not nervous that Derek's going to call me out on saying something stupid about, you know, another country. So it's fantastic. No stress.
Here's the exact text exchange between my co-host and myself. Lisa Nichols, what's the setup for tonight's format? Me, stuff and more stuff, Black Friday after 7. Lisa, riveting. My response, stop griping, it'll be fun. At which point she says, I'm not griping, it's one of my favorite shows. Riveting is not a response that you use for one of your favorite shows. I'm just going to point that out right there.
I hoped that you caught the sarcasm in that, which I am full of.
Sarcasm does not work on a text message, unfortunately.
It's true.
One of the challenges of life. Yeah. So, as we wait for our guests to filter in, let's kick this off the way that we do most years. There are very few songs that have actually been written about Thanksgiving. And no, we are not going to play that Adam Sandler thing unless someone calls in and requests it. All right? I am duty bound to play any and all requests that we get. But if nobody requests the Adam Sandler thing, I ain't doing the Adam Sandler thing. We're all sick of the Adam Sandler thing. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're not and you really want to hear it. Fine. Call us 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO, if you prefer to spell things on your phone. You call up, request Adam Sandler, you get Adam Sandler. This does not apply to Chris Earle or anyone else we know that calls in. But if you call up and request Adam Sandler, you'll get Adam Sandler. Other than that, you're not getting Adam Sandler. But there are a couple of other Thanksgiving songs. This is one of my favorites. This is
from, it's the most time I've heard the name Adam Sandler in a sentence.
I don't think we've ever played it.
I feel we have.
Years ago.
I feel like Chris might have played it.
It's something he'd do.
Well, you and Chris used to have...
He or Paul, one of those two.
The competition, going back and forth.
Yeah.
Which any of our listeners for our pre-Christmas show, you guys have a music battle because your music knowledge is very vast. And I feel like one year, somebody did play that. It definitely was not you.
Yeah.
No,
it certainly was not me because it's not terrible, but once you've heard it 50,000 times...
You're good.
It's not new. This song, on the other hand, I can never get enough of because this is for everybody who isn't hanging out with family and friends. Maybe you're going to the club. Maybe you're going to the movies. Maybe you're going to a casino. This is WMFO Medford.
At the $5.99 buffet... In Reno on Thanksgiving Day, nobody seemed to care why anyone else was there. Me and my buddy Jay watched back cover bands play, got little drinks for free, kept betting on 23.
The sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
This is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council. Beep, beep, yeah.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is Thanksgiving Eve, a special edition of Time Travel with myself behind the controls, and a special edition of Hear a Wow coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. Derek Gary, Lisa Nichols, Molly Gary in the studio with you at the moment. We've got some more guests on their way. 855-915-9636. That is the phone number. I don't know if it's working because there's weird stuff going on the board here.
That actually never happens during our show.
Yeah, for some reason, phone one is showing up as some number that I do not recognize and have, in fact, never seen before. So, you know. There it is.
Try calling.
Maybe, yeah, try calling.
We can give out Derek's cell phone number.
That's fine. Oh, he'll love that.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
And then you can get riveting text messages like I sent you.
That's pretty much where we're at. We are at the end of the world. It is Thanksgiving Eve. And let's see what people know about Thanksgiving. I expect Molly to do well.
No, because
and he stops at that. Thank you.
He knows. My mom has always said about me, I am a fountain of useless information.
Yes.
So
that's why you're so good at trivia.
I'm very good at trivia.
Lisa's knowledge of Thanksgiving is limited to eating, wearing a high neck, wearing a high neck sweater, craft beer pairings with the different side dishes.
Yes.
What craft beer do you recommend with the yams?
With the sweetness, I would do something malty. So I would do either an amber ale, any kind of red brown ales are going to go across the board for Thanksgiving.
How about the green bean casserole with those little crunchy onion things on top?
Yum.
Ooh, so you want something to balance the salt. I would even maybe, if you want to go a little sweet, do a cider with that. I tried really great. I
didn't say cider, lady. I said craft beer.
Oh, what about craft cider?
No, I don't want to hear about it.
No, there's this great one I tried the other day. I'm really into local businesses and Far From the Tree Cider out of Salem. They just put out a brand new one, and it is an herbed cranberry. So you get really a lot of herbaceousness from it, and it can, you know, go through your whole meal. Go with that one.
You're okay.
A stout porter guy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a little
absolutely
tough. Yuck. At Thanksgiving time, just because those flavors are a little overpowering. And, you know, the best part about Thanksgiving is you want to enjoy the food. You know, if you were to do a beer for dessert, definitely, then you can get into your porters and stouts.
Yeah, I don't drink beer with Thanksgiving dinner. No. I actually found
Riesling.
Really good Riesling yesterday. If you're in the vicinity...
Can't do the sweet wine.
If you're in the vicinity of the Saugus Route 1 Cappies... And you know your Riesling, they've got Dr. Lucent in there. It is not cheap, kids.
It's so good.
We actually carry that
worth
at
it.
My restaurant.
Yeah.
It's so worth
but
it.
But they've got it. It's the first time I've seen it in years. The stuff disappears as soon as it...
What is that, Cabernet or is Spätzle?
Spätlese.
Okay.
Auslese is probably a little too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Good for dessert, but too sweet for dinner. Spätlese is great, and this is really, really great Spätlese. So,
have you ever tried a dry Riesling?
Yes, don't like them.
I'm not much of a fan either.
Don't like them.
Not horrible.
The Auslese is the best,
mm-hmm.
hands down, but you've got to be careful what you do with it because it can be overpoweringly sweet.
Well, if anybody does like sweet wines, I mean, great options too. If you've ever had a Vouvray, which is a French wine, very creamy, very fruit forward. It has that sweetness that a lot of people like in Riesling. Or I would try a Gewürztraminer, another German wine. It has a nice sweetness to it.
It's good.
Don't go with the Moscato. That's dessert wine.
But it's good. I mean, you can get away with Prosecco with the turkey, too. I mean, it's...
Of course.
It's good to
You're going to start your morning with mimosas.
Well, maybe you're starting your morning with mimosas. I'm starting mine with a Macy's Parade. But it's good to offset the gaminess of the turkey with a little bit of sweetness in the wine. So, and you gotta, I'm sorry, if you're drinking red wine with a turkey, I can't talk to you.
What?
I can't. No, it's bad. It's poultry. Poultry and white wine.
White wine goes better with poultry.
Not necessarily true.
Poultry and fish.
It's just, but it's just like everybody that says, if you have, you know, you can only drink white wine with seafood. Well, that's incorrect. I mean, if you have something that has a little more meatiness to it or more robust flavor. So say you only like dark meat in the turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Then I would say...
Yuck, 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 yuck,
absolutely.
Yuck.
then go for red wine.
No.
If you're doing red wine, though, you have to do something light to medium body. So I would recommend something if you're going in the Italian. Don't go as far as like a Barolo or an Amarone. But if you have like a Montepulciano or a Valpolicella, then absolutely. Stick with Pinot Noir. It's one of those perfect middle-of-the-road wines that really everybody likes. Nothing too overpowering. It's not going to completely cover the palate with everything that you're eating.
I'm just holding out for either the cream limoncello or the Old New England eggnog, as I like to call it, liquid evil, as an aperitif.
Yeah, you are a big fan of the eggnog.
Oh, man.
Derek knows he can buy as much eggnog as he wants, and I will not touch it. The stuff is disgusting.
I killed another bottle of that stuff last night.
It's so gross.
Favorite part of the holidays is getting completely wacky on the Old New England eggnog.
It's funny, actually.
I don't know if it's maybe the creaminess of it. I just can't do it.
All I know is one bottle of that stuff, and I'm done. That's that simple. And that is a single serve bottle, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anyone says. Anyway, let's try a little Thanksgiving trivia here, and I'm going to give my wife an edge on possibly getting some of these questions correct.
I don't know. Lisa kicks my butt every year with the Oscar stuff, so she might beat me here.
Well, we'll see.
I do have to say, I believe Winston, who is going to be on the show later tonight, our team might have won last year, didn't we?
I think you did.
Yeah.
I don't know, don't downplay my
Thanksgiving knowledge.
Keep in mind who I got paired up with last year, and that may have contributed to us not winning. I love you,
Derek,
dearly.
Derek is getting glared at right
now. I love you dearly, but oh, man.
If looks could kill.
Because normally, like, Molly and I go in for trivia and we clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
unstoppable.
We can't go to tavern on Sunday nights anymore because we would always win or finish second. And it got to a point where I was like, I can't come in here and do this every week because everyone's going to hate us and we'll drive people away. But on the air, when it counts, yeah, she's nowhere to be found.
It's pressure.
So
thanks for the confidence. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So let's see who can get these questions correct. Who first declared Thanksgiving on a Thursday?
Abraham Lincoln.
Wrong.
Oh, actually, I know.
There's
who it
no
is.
Multiple choice.
No, there's no multiple choice.
I know. But
I'm
going to
say it's a president.
Yeah, it is a president.
I know who it is.
Carter.
Can I get another?
You're all the way off.
Can I get another chance?
No, because
please,
you. No,
please, please.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Can I give a hint?
No.
I know who it is.
Well, then why did you say Lincoln?
I realized it after.
And
after
you
I
can't
said
look it.
It
up on your phone either.
I'm not. I'm typing what the answer is.
I don't want. I already know what the answer is. It's on the screen in front of me, and it is
FDR.
No.
Okay, so.
All of that, and you're still
Molly's
wrong?
Been putting time on.
Holy cow.
It's not FDR. Who is it?
Lisa, I'm just going to ask you the questions for the rest of the night. I think it's going to be better for my sanity.
Who is it?
It was the first president of the United States,
Washington?
George Washington.
No really? Kidding.
Yes, who first
much earlier than
who
I thought.
First declared Thanksgiving on a Thursday.
Oh. Wow.
I still think that Carter was a good choice.
He actually, no. That
very
was
a, good choice.
No, that was not a good choice.
Yeah. Why not?
Especially because you were thinking about Nick Carter and not the president.
Oh, yeah.
George Washington, Congress passed a resolution that there would be a National Day of Thanksgiving. Washington was the one that designated that Thursday, November 26, 1789, would be the day of public thanksgiving and prayer. And for a very long time after that, the president was the one that would declare when Thanksgiving was.
Hmm.
So you never knew when it was coming. So the next question is, who moved Thanksgiving to the fourth Thursday of November?
All right, so again, it has to be a president, mm-hmm. so a later president. Let's go with Abraham Lincoln this time.
Is it?
Lincoln?
Is it Lincoln? That's her guess.
No.
FDR.
Yes.
I knew there was FDR in there somewhere. I knew it.
This is what Molly is picking up on. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. At the request of retailers.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
At the request of retailers, moved Thanksgiving to the fourth Thursday of November in 1939 because
the Depression.
Because retailers wanted more Christmas shopping time.
Mm-hmm.
So Franklin Delano Roosevelt moved one of the most truly unique American holidays even though Canada glommed onto it. It's our thing. They stole it from us. Moved it to a Thursday so that somebody else could make a buck. Way to go, FDR.
Didn't we learn that when we went to FDR's library?
Generally speaking,
I think that's why it's popping in my head.
Generally speaking, I like the guy, but caving to the retailers because for a long time, it was just the last Thursday of November.
Of course.
Was Thanksgiving. And the retailers got upset because they were like, well, now Black Friday is on November 30th and we're not making enough money. So there were actually two...
American consumerism wins again.
There were actually 2 years when there were five, in his first couple of terms, when there were five Thursdays in November. Mm-hmm. And on the first one, some states celebrated it on the fourth Thursday and some states celebrated it on the fifth. And the next time it came around, FDR came out and said, okay, fourth Thursday, that's your Thanksgiving. 2 years later, in 1941, Congress made that official.
And that was only weeks before Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
Congress can't pass anything.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving, being on the fourth Thursday of a month, was able to be passed.
It was also the end of the it was the end of the Depression then, too. Yeah. So maybe that was a jump start. I don't know.
Now, who was it that created Thanksgiving as we now know it?
What do you mean?
I mean that it would be a national holiday and that would take place somewhere on a Thursday at the end of November. So we're before FDR and the actual final Thursday of November. But who was it that created the modern American Thanksgiving?
Was it a president?
Yes, it was.
John Quincy Adams.
No.
It was before... Calvin Coolidge.
No.
Hoover.
Who?
Further back.
Further back than Coolidge or further back than Quincy Adams?
Further back than Coolidge, more recent
Molly,
than
you
Quincy
should be
Adams.
Knowing. I mean, you should know
you're,
this.
You're a presidential trivia expert. Right.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Nope.
Further back?
What years are we talking? Are we talking about 1800s?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I only know like nine presidents.
It wasn't Lincoln.
Yes, it was.
It was Lincoln.
Yes, it was. On October 3rd, 1863, Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation that basically said Thanksgiving was going to take place every year because up until that point, everyone had just sort of declared it whenever the heck they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was going to be every year. All government departments would be closed for the day of Thanksgiving, and it would take place on the last Thursday in November. One of the reasons that he did this is every state kind of had their own Thanksgiving, so it was a way of getting everybody on the same page. Washington had declared it, and then the states kind of went off in their own direction, but Lincoln was the one that said, this is it. We are going to have one national day of Thanksgiving for all America, no matter what state you're in.
Makes sense.
This is it.
Wise man.
This is it. Smart guy.
It's a smart thing during the Civil War, too, to want to have something like Thanksgiving. You know?
So, interestingly, our house is older than Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
Which is
3 years older than Thanksgiving. That's
WMFO
right.
Medford. Okay, here's a couple more. Might be easier for you. Who was the first president to pardon a turkey?
Lincoln.
No.
Really?
No. Later or earlier?
Much later.
Much later.
I thought it was Lincoln.
No, it was not Lincoln. Lincoln didn't pardon anybody.
There is a story about Lincoln and a turkey that
I'm just
going to
keep
this.
Saying the names of the presidents that I do know.
You said it was much later?
Yes.
At least a guess. And then
what's
I'll...
like a 30-year
No, that's
time.
Too close. That's too close. Say century, Derek.
All right, you said... What did you say? Lincoln?
Yeah.
All right, then I'm going... Hoover.
Oh, you're in the wheelhouse with Hoover, but
Coolidge?
More recent than that.
More recent? Truman?
Ah. That's one of the correct answers.
One.
There is another one. Harry Truman was the first president ever to pardon a turkey.
Okay.
In 1947.
Uh-huh.
Who made it an annual tradition?
JFK?
No.
That was my favorite president. I had to say.
See, now if you asked me the name of the turkeys that were pardoned today, I could tell you that.
I didn't know. What were the names
what
of the
were
turkeys?
The names?
Tater and Tot.
Okay.
Oh,
Tater and Tot will live on. They're
going. Awesome. Because they almost fainted. It's adorable.
I love it.
They're going to live on a farm with that dog that's no longer in the house for some reason. Tater and Tot.
Tater and Tot.
That is funny. fairly recent president.
Not JFK.
No.
Carter?
No.
Fairly recent.
Fairly recent.
In my life?
Yes.
Reagan?
No.
Bush?
Yes.
I'm just going like... Yeah.
Right. Go in chronological order. Sooner or later, you're going
to
get
it. I'm like, who have I been alive for?
So,
Bush Senior? Really?
Harry Truman was the first to ever pardon a turkey in 1947.
And then what? It skipped a few years and then randomly people would do it?
It would happen occasionally. 1989 is when the modern tradition of the president pardoning the turkey every Thanksgiving began. And it began with George Herbert Walker Bush. So that's a very recent thing that we do. They send two turkeys to the White House every year to be pardoned.
The reason why I said Lincoln is because there is a story that goes around where his son, Tad, his youngest son, saw that they were going to be having this turkey for dinner in a couple of days. And he said to his father, like, do something, please do something. And, like, he didn't want to... And Lincoln, in quotes, pardoned the turkey. So that's why
I'm
going to
pardon
that's
the
a
turkey
into
my mouth.
That's a well-known story. That's why I thought it was Lincoln.
No. Speaking of these old well-known stories, there is an old popular myth that the Tom Turkey is so called.
How did that get that name?
Because Benjamin Franklin was upset that Thomas Jefferson wanted the eagle and not the turkey to be the symbol of America.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I did hear that.
So we started calling Jefferson Tom Turkey.
Imagine if we were
the
turkey. Like, on the presidential seal, it would just have a giant turkey.
The turkey was a hugely important animal in America at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, it fed
fed everybody.
Unless you were living in New England and you had to eat lobster every night.
But think
which
about,
was a thing.
I mean, if you're watching National Geographic and you see the majestic bald eagle flying around, I mean, I can go, you know, in downtown Stoneham and I'm seeing wild turkeys running around everywhere.
Yeah. There's turkeys in our backyard.
Not so majestic.
Right.
It's actually a fairly impressive bird.
Well,
you
when
know?
You see the guys that are trying to attract the ladies, so when their back, their feathers go up, they're pretty cool looking.
It's not like a murderous raptor like the eagle, which is, probably more of what you're looking for in the symbol of your nation.
I'm not, but a symbol of the nation, and the animal goes, gobble, 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 gobble. Have a little more respect.
Okay, how many turkeys die so that we may eat?
United States, cumulatively.
Yes. Yep, United States. Minus the vegans.
I'm going to say 1.5 million.
Molly?
I think it's lower than that. I'd say more like 900.
How many people live in the United States?
Let's
start with this number.
Yeah, you're right. 300 million?
Yes. So.
So 50 million?
You are almost...
So you're going to take out the vegans, you're going to take out the vegetarians.
Almost,
I'm
need
almost
to
there,
take,
50 million?
Almost exactly right. 46 million turkeys.
Wow. Really?
Will be consumed by Americans this year. So
and you had to think about... Well, I mean, I was going by...
I was going
on average, every single, household will maybe have 10 to 20 people at it. So it goes down, but a lot of people buy multiple turkeys.
Yeah.
Because
my family,
it's not often that you're going in a grocery store and you're finding those like giant 20 pounds. So you need to buy multiple ones. Where I'm going and where my boyfriend's house is, they're getting turkey breasts and turkeys. And my family does the same thing. So I guess you get in all forms.
It's about one turkey for every six Americans.
Which sounds normal.
That's about right. This is according to Butterball. How long can you store a frozen turkey?
3 months.
No, less than that.
I have no idea. I've never cooked a turkey.
7 to 10 days.
Would you like a second guess, either of you? Because you are way off.
Way off?
Yes.
Am I over or under?
I'm not going to... You're both under.
A year?
5 years?
We're in between those two numbers.
3 to 6 months.
Molly has it.
Really?
2 years. You can store a frozen turkey in the freezer, according to Butterball.
That's crazy.
I don't know if I trust that.
I am with you 100% on this,
no,
Lisa.
That would be gross.
You know what? I'm checking the
wrapper. I mean, it's not like the day after Thanksgiving. There's a massive sale on them, and it's buy one, get one free, let's stock up on Butterball.
That's what my dad does. Not this year, because he's cooking the turkey, but... when I was growing up, the week after Thanksgiving, he would make Thanksgiving. Like, he would go and buy a cheap turkey and then do the whole meal over again.
You can't knock that.
No.
It's fantastic.
Here's the thing. If I know frozen turkey is being served, I'm going to go look for that package and check the expiration date. And if it's 2 years old, I'm leaving. All right? Yeah. You better burn that.
You have some of those family members that you don't trust.
You better burn that package if you're serving that two-year-old turkey. Nobody wants that. Okay, one more trivia question. What eating utensil was not at the first Thanksgiving? What eating utensil was not at the first Thanksgiving?
A knife.
No.
Really?
A fork.
Yes.
Huh. And what, it was just a spoon and a knife?
The knife is...
Was a spork
that's
there.
That's funny how we both thought it was
the
a knife.
The knife is the oldest eating utensil that we have. Huh. We've always had the knife.
Huh. Hey, I'm all about cutting it up, using the finger. Like, I'm on board with that. But, you know, a fork, I guess it is a little more difficult to do production to.
Press that green, press the thing that's lit and pick up the phone and see who that is because nothing's ringing through to the board.
WMFO.
The fork existed at the time that the pilgrims were here, but forks were for the rich.
We'll be right down.
Most people just used their hands to eat their meals. And at the time that the fork was introduced, it was actually considered a sign of extreme vanity.
Mm.
And
essentially you're stabbing your food.
Well, it was considered a sign of extreme vanity and a little bit uncouth to use a fork. Because basically what you were saying is, I'm too good to let my hands touch my food. And people who used forks were looked down upon. And it would be a few more years.
If we're talking back in the, you know, pilgrim age, give me a stick, I'm fine. I'll eat meat off of a stick.
They didn't have
them. I mean, you can still go down in Faneuil Hall. I mean, if I've had a few drinks, I'm searching for meat on a stick. So,
meat on a stick is the best. There is nothing. Can we get like turkey? Well, the turkey leg is the next best thing to meat on a stick.
Yes. There is nothing more, you know, satisfying than walking around and that juice dripping down. I mean,
I love the drumstick. I am all about, I'm 100% about the drumstick.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can just indulge your primal animal instinct. You've got like a piece of an animal and you're just gnawing on that thing down to the bone. Oh, it's so good.
So that's your part of the turkey then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not only is it dark meat, but it comes with it with its own handle. I mean, it's perfect. You cannot go wrong with that. It is WMFO Medford, and I believe, hang on a second, let me double check and see what's going on here. The TARDIS doors have swung open, and Stash is with us, fresh from his failed vice presidential bid. So sorry that you didn't win. I think America would be better off if you had. How are you doing, Stash?
I'm very good, thanks, Derek.
Nice to have you with
me. I thought I was running for president. Chris was vice president, but if you say so.
I thought he was the president. You were the vice president.
That's right.
Were you guys going to figure it out afterward?
Yeah.
That may be why you didn't win.
We still may be able to take power, by the way.
I'm sure you got a lot of write-ins, though.
Yeah.
That may be why you didn't win. So we were just talking, Lisa and I were just talking about the primal joy.
The savageness.
The savage primal joy of just grabbing a hold of a drumstick and chewing some meat off of that thing. Are you with me on this, Stash?
Oh, I'm completely a drumstick man. I agree.
Best part of the turkey.
Yes.
Best part of the turkey.
Well, it has everything. You have your own, its own skin.
Yeah.
It has dark meat. It has the lighter meat. You're good.
If you could figure out some way to shove stuffing into that thing, it'd be the ultimate. Like, you forget the rest of the turkey.
Yeah, forget the turducken. A new thing. Going to now infuse my drumsticks with stuffing.
You know what you do? Get that bone out of there and, like, compact some stuffing in there.
No, you could wrap it in stuffing.
No,
make a little casing.
No,
you want it inside.
I don't want it wrapped in anything. I want my teeth grabbing meat when I bite.
You dip it in gravy?
Yeah. All the vegans.
Dark meat is gross.
You're gross. Is the problem. Why is dark meat?
It's my favorite part.
Oh my God, it's so good.
You know me. I don't like it when something tastes too gamey or fatty.
You don't like things with taste.
Yes, I do.
Let's bring it back down to that. If it has flavor, you are against it.
I kind of miss Halloween this year, so I'm going to be adding in my Halloween with the Thanksgiving. I don't know if anybody have any dispute about that.
How did you miss Halloween?
I don't know. It just came.
It was, I mean, it was there. It's not like you couldn't, you know, celebrate it.
I know. I didn't do anything.
What? You didn't?
Sorry.
How does that, well, it's on a Monday.
It was on a Monday. It was confusing this year.
It's a little tricky.
I think everybody was just wrapped up with the election, so you kind of...
The election.
You forget about it.
Oh, that thing.
I enjoyed the coverage on the big picture.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about that briefly later. Nobody really wants to talk about the election or any of that stuff. Listen,
we get a week off from it, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take as many weeks off from it as I can possibly get. Stash, before you got here, we were talking about presidents and Thanksgiving and the role that presidents have played in shaping Thanksgiving. Washington created it, or Washington invented it. Lincoln made it the national holiday, and FDR, at the request of retailers... I like the way that I sort of snarl retailers every time I've said it. The request of retailers moved it to the fourth Thursday.
And Bush pardoned the first turkey. Well, started making the turkey pardoning a regular gig.
But there was another president that had a very, very important role to play one Thanksgiving. And in light of some of what's happened this year, I think it's really good to listen to this. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I am going to play a chunk of it. That sort of really gets down to the core of his message, which I think is a message that is good for everyone in America to hear right now. And you'll probably know what he's talking about immediately. This is from 1963.
Is it my guy?
Yes, it is.
Yay!
No, it's not. This is from 1963.
You think he would play something for you?
This is President Lyndon Baines Johnson.
All right, the one that was only president for a month and a half in 1963.
With a message of healing for the American people here on WMFO Medford.
Is that the target?
My fellow Americans, on yesterday I went before the Congress to speak for the first time as President of the United States. Tonight, on this Thanksgiving, I come before you to ask your help, to ask your strength, to ask your prayers that God may guard this republic and guide my every labor. All of us have lived through 7 days that none of us will ever forget. We are not given the divine wisdom to answer why this has been, but we are given the human duty of determining what is to be. What is to be for America, for the world, for the cause we lead, for all the hopes that live in our hearts. A great leader is dead. A great nation must move on. Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or to lose. I am resolved that we shall win the tomorrows before us. So I ask you to join me in that resolve, determined that from this midnight of tragedy, we shall move toward a new American greatness. More than any generation before us, we have cause to be thankful, so thankful on this Thanksgiving Day. Our harvests are bountiful. Our factories flourish. Our homes are safe. Our defenses are secure. We live in peace. The goodwill of the world pours out for us. But more than these blessings, we know tonight that our system is strong, strong and secure. A deed that was meant to tear us apart has bound us together. Our system has passed. You have passed a great test. You have shown what John F. Kennedy called upon us to show in his proclamation of this Thanksgiving, that decency of purpose, that steadfastness of resolve, and that strength of will which we inherit from our forefathers.
Lord, I love mashed potatoes, I love apple pie, and I love good corn whiskey, I love getting high, and I love hangovers that don't last long, and I love guitar pickers and a good old country song. I love to hear them go. Woo! Yeah! Love it. Lord, I love crackling cornbread. I love buttermilk. And I love tight-fitting women dressed in loose-fitting silk. And I love fried tomatoes browned in the pan. And I love rock and roll music by a hillbilly band. I love to hear them go. Ah! Sweet! Yeah! Whoop it on me now. I love Copenhagen, I love rodeos, and I love cocktail waitresses in pantyhose, and I love no-dose tablets when I'm short on time, and I love CB truckers watching Smokey down the line. I love to hear him go.
Yeah, 10-4 California limo, hammer down the Bakersfield town, old buddy, and a dozen eights on you, you hear?
I love my Larry Mahan shirt, love my cowboy hat, love my women heavy, and I don't mean fat, and I love spaghetti sandwiches and ice cold beer, and I love honky-tonk nightclubs, you can sneak in from the rear and listen to them going, woo! Buttermilk over here and some salt and pepper and a spoon. The old Deb Copenhagen says the best thing in the world for a hangover. Sweetheart, say, I don't see it on the menu here, but you mind asking the cook back there if he can whip up a big old spaghetti sandwich for me? Thank you, darling. Hey, better bring me a big brown bottle of beer with that, too, on your way back. Well, say, y'all sell no-dos here? Good, bring me a big large box. Better make that, too. One to eat here and one to go. How about a side order of mashed potatoes, lots of gravy? Lord, I love mashed potatoes.
Would the owner of the blue box in Private Gallery 15 please report to the steward's office immediately?
What a rough week at work. I can't believe we got to travel 100 miles to your parents for Thanksgiving. I'm bushed.
We've got to be there no later than 4 o'clock. Dinner's at 5:30, and the whole family's going to be there. Are you okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm all right. We'll stop for coffee if I get too sleepy.
Don't turn the Thanksgiving holiday into a tragedy. Being drowsy behind the wheel can lead to inattentive driving, or you could fall asleep and cause a crash, resulting in loss of life or serious injury for you, your family, or someone else who is simply sharing the road. If you're too sleepy, it may be too late.
What are you doing? You almost got us killed! Pull over! I'll drive.
Thanksgiving should be a happy time. Don't mess it up by driving drowsy. Be well rested and stay alert. Don't be among the New Jersey residents who die each year by falling asleep at the wheel. This message from the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But, just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's gonna do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is a special Thanksgiving Eve edition of Time Travel. I am Derek Gary at the controls of the Time Travel Machine, joined by Lisa Nichols, Molly, and Stash. We will be here until 9 o'clock tonight. We got some more guests coming in as the night wears on, and we're getting everybody ready for
food.
Thanksgiving.
Food. Feel the intensity.
Food. It's really all about the food, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's who cares about anything else,
family,
right?
Yeah,
like
the parade is kind of cool.
Yeah, the parade is awesome, but
it's a fun way to start the day off.
Yeah, but you know what? So is the turkey run. So is the volunteering at the homeless shelter.
Football.
Football. It's about the food. I'm gonna miss the football because the dinner's too early tomorrow. I'm upset about
that's
this.
What you get for having
who's
kids
playing
in the
tomorrow.
One thing I wanted was the stupid Lions game tomorrow, and I don't even get to watch that.
I'm sure you could have it on.
Welcome
you
to want. My life. No Lions game for me. So, let's talk about good and bad Thanksgiving, because everybody's always going to try something new.
Of course.
On Thanksgiving. Or in my case, try and make gravy.
And yeah, now, if anybody has been a regular listener to special Thanksgiving Eve, we hear horror stories about Derek's gravy.
It was so good last
which
year.
Which I don't
he
know
finally
what you
got
did.
It right.
But how many years, first of all, have you been trying to perfect this?
This year is the first. There is one, either 2005 or 2006, I did not cook Thanksgiving dinner. But this is the first time since then. So
now,
10 years it took
remind
me.
Remind me, if I'm correct, where you would be going, they would have backup gravy, knowing that you were making
yes,
gravy. Right?
They would.
They started doing that after a few years in, yes.
No,
yes, they did.
I made it before, and it's, to me, very simple. So I'm wondering at what process in the directions that you just flubbed it so much.
It was too grainy. It was very sandy,
yeah.
His stuffing. That was
well,
the
no.
problem.
Ugh. 1 year it was very grainy.
It was the year before you finally got it right.
1 year the pan drippings did not mix with the flour at all for reasons
it's all about the roux.
I do not
all about the
fully
roux.
Comprehend. And then there were other assorted gravy disasters. 1 year it was way too thin.
1 year it was like peanut butter, like in terms of being thick. Like it was bad.
You just pour the gravy boat upside down and it
ongoing,
slowly.
It just sort of stuck in there.
Practically had to use a knife to put the gravy on your turkey. It was bad.
Yeah.
So like... Like spread.
Yeah. So
like gravy spread. Yeah.
It was a gravy spread.
Yeah.
I think you started something new, Derek.
So, there were a lot of... Then last year was perfect.
I don't know what you did, but
last
it was
year
so good.
Was just...
How many prayers?
None.
Hail Marys.
I adjusted my approach every year, and finally last year I cracked it, and now I don't need to make gravy.
I just pictured Derek, putting
you
on his
make
apron.
It again. He doesn't wear an apron when he cooks.
Just... No. This is my imagination. And it's very maybe like a frou-frou kind of apron and just stares
that says
at that saucepan and
you,
is like, this is the year. And you're psyching yourself out and talking to yourself. you know, banging on your chest, and it comes out bad.
I have to get you to move over, and then I've got to get Stash to move over because he is hiding behind the monitor. And it's like, stop. There you are. Hi. I don't think we've made eye contact since you got here because you've been because you've been behind the monitor the whole time.
I thought I was supposed to go down there. Sorry, here I am.
No. It's like, you know, we want everybody where they can be seen, and I should actually.
It's actually nice this year. We don't have 45 people in the studio.
Gee, you know what?
Two years ago,
I could move the monitor too. Yes,
I think we had 11 people, 10 people.
That was so bad.
So, I'm trying to think of the. Let's start with the worst things that show up on the Thanksgiving table. Boiled onions were a tradition at my family's Thanksgiving.
They were good.
Because my dad loved them.
Yes, he did.
And it was like boiled, like, you know, the little ones.
The white pearl onions.
The white pearl onions. Yeah. Boiled pearl onions would always be there, and I would always be like.
No vinegar added or anything?
No. Just
they were good. Straight up. They were
good. Boil them.
Derek in the corner making his martini, taking them and sticking. He's like, I'm going to make a Gibson out of these.
No, I don't even want them in my martini. I do not like. I am not a fan of onions at all.
Yeah.
I don't
when
like
somebody
them.
Orders that at the bar, and I just kind of cringe a little bit. I'm like, sure.
Yeah. So,
you want those?
So the worst thing that's shown up on the Thanksgiving table, Lisa Nichols.
I don't know. I'm not really against much.
You are the biggest food snob I know. There is something on the Thanksgiving table.
But there's a lot of things that I eat.
Yeah, but what's out there that you're not going to eat? There's got to be something.
I'm always going to try something.
Brussels sprouts?
No, I love Brussels sprouts because generally they're bathed in bacon.
Pickled walnuts?
Who puts walnuts?
So we found something. You're not doing the pickled walnuts?
Yeah, but I
don't
go anywhere. Like, everything is good where I usually go.
Yeah, but I'm just in general.
I think it depends also who's making something.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been plenty of places and was like, no, I don't trust that person at all. I'm going to...
Candied yams?
Yum. I like yams.
Yeah, but I... Yum.
Okay, here's... Okay.
Organic. Gotta have the organic ones.
1 year, my grandmother, and God bless her soul, she's probably listening.
We love you, Nana.
We love you, Nana.
We love all the Nanas.
She makes...
Thanksgiving.
Which I'm actually making this year, a sweet potato casserole. But she sometimes doesn't add the marshmallows, which I... I'm completely against. You need to add the marshmallows. So I won't eat them without the marshmallows.
See, I'm with your Nan on this because the marshmallows make it too sweet. And that is a dessert food. That is not a side dish.
You can't completely add all on top. You need to do it in rows. So you get a little segment of none. And then once it's bruleed, it has that kind of smoky flavor.
No.
Yeah.
Just a little marshmallow on top and that's all you need. Because it's like you're putting dessert and stuffing and a lot of meat in your body.
No. I don't like roast beef at Thanksgiving. I like the turkey and the ham.
Who does that?
I've been somewhere before.
WMFO.
Yeah. I mean, a Friendsgiving, they did a roast beef.
Those aren't friends. Okay, those aren't friends.
Not so Friendsgiving?
Yeah, no. It's like if somebody shows up with a spiral ham, I'm like, get out.
You take peas. I don't.
Take your ham.
I'm not going to go for the peas. Now you got my brain thinking.
I love the peas.
Take your ham.
Peas.
Come back at Christmas. It's Thanksgiving. I don't want to see your ham.
No. Peas. We'll go with peas. Not going for them.
I've learned to like peas. Hated peas when I was a kid.
I love peas.
I like them mixed in things, but solo.
This is WMFO Medford, by the way. Stash, what do you got?
I think that the night sandwich after the meal is always superior.
Yeah,
with the leg. I still like the leg on the side of my sandwich.
Yeah, what is that? It's like you take cold turkey and put it in some toasted bread with some gravy on it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's like way better than the turkey dinner. Yeah.
You're on your third tryptophan after...